No. Freud says the unconscious consists of messages spelled out in a sequence of signifying concatenation, the fabrication of which one would have to grasp afterwards. Talking about a chain doesn't imply the level of consciousness. This chain is not just linear, since given a certain knowledge of the language, there exists the possibility of substitutions instituting a dimension as such. Actually, this is what defines the signifying chain. Something is said in lieu of something else. With writing, it's exactly the contrary. In a hieroglyph, what is there is there. It's not a substitute for anything else. And yet there is still a place where it is, a place where we can assume that it's fronting for something else. Actually, that's the way we can tell this belongs to language. If we were to replace a first element by another element coming out of nowhere, it still would need something. This substitution isn't always possible, but the fact that it could happen guarantees that we're not dealing with a wave, a physical phenomenon, but a definite symbolic phenomenon. Furthermore, that it's ordered in a certain way, that it can be read in a certain direction, that it constitutes a sequence. This also constitutes a crucial dimension. It's the effect of contiguity, the possibility, on the one hand, of substituting one discrete element for another, and on the other, that this connection makes up a certain sequence whose meaning first has to be uncovered. Namely, in what way can it be read? This contiguity making up a continuity, and this continuity being upheld by something. These are trivial things, but it took a very long time to formulate them. But everything is. It had nothing to do with the order that one managed to reach in physics, as it has nothing to do with a wave, with a simple transmission. It's something with a structure of its own, one that requires the intervention of what I called, and this sends us back to the word chain, a punctuation, a series of positions and points within which elements of emphasis can be inscribed, so that in a sentence, there's a wave, things depend on each other. What's the elementary articulation of all this? This is precisely what I'm trying to formulate by distinguishing from the onset at least two functions, something that's most opaque, namely knowledge, and intervening in this knowledge is something that assumes a role I couldn't define in any other way than that of mastery. A signifier, the signifier I call the master signifier, is what relates to this something that makes up a core, that's included in a parenthesis. The most remarkable is that it's made up of a signifier as well, and there are several of them. The master signifier can always be positioned as the only effort in relation to the second group. It's in this respect that the signifier always refers to a first grouping of other signifiers, and that, in any case, this signifier, whatever it is, can be isolated from the others. It's capable of assuming the position of mastery, which is the only one that guarantees us the existence of a subject and of something that's entirely made necessary by the notion of the unconscious, inasmuch as if an articulated knowledge can be unconscious. It's only from there, from that fact, that the signifier derives its value. It's at the level of the signifier that there is a presence, that what is being said, presence of a subject about whom we cannot possibly say, that by itself it constitutes a conscience. There must be a relation to knowledge such that through its intervention, it's knowledge that gains consciousness of itself. That's Lacan. This is still the chill room.
try your first figure. We can do it without losses, you know. Which you'll see.
I've forgotten the word.
Oh, you sing.
So they began solemnly
the word.
Dancing round and round.
So they began solemnly dancing round and round.
Every now and then, waving their oars when they were asked about those
things.
Waving their oars and marking the time.
There is
when the monsters were angry. Very slowly and fast.
So she went there and watched.
Two.
They were only a pack of cards.